The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation, of course, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint here on this Thursday, and 1450 AM at KBFI and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You could also tune us in anywhere you are, anytime at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And did you know you can go to that site, NorthIdahoRadio.com, and go in the local hour archives. So say you had a friend on one of the other programs 3 weeks ago, you can go find that show and listen to it. How's that? NorthIdahoRadio.com. It's North Idaho Thursday, obviously, today. I'm Bob Witte, and I want to thank our guest from yesterday on Ricky's Top 10, Marcia Pilgrim. 3 weeks in a row, Marcia put up with us. We had our bottom six least favorite food show. Then last week, of course, we had our St. Patrick's Day show, because Marcia is an avid world traveler and is Irish and loves to go back to the homeland. And she's a chef. I accused her of being the galloping gourmet yesterday. And so she's a lot of fun. So we talked about Irish food last week. And then yesterday was our top five least favorite foods. That was a good subject choice. Next week will be our top 10 favorite April Fool's Day pranks, because it'll be the last day of March. And March just flew by. Usually March just drags on forever. It just flew by this year. It's almost over. It's got a few days left. And thank goodness. You know, I don't mind this little snow here and there and a sunny day like today. It's supposed to be nice up until Sunday, I believe. And we're really close to getting some great weather. And it's springtime. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with Dr. Kristen Algo from Bonner General Health. We'll be talking about women's health and things related to that. And in our second segment, speaking of springtime, Jason from On Track Lawn Care will join us. Yes, like I said, it is spring, and despite our recent wet weather this week, it's time to start considering your lawn garden care options in landscaping and plants and trees. I can't wait to get outside and work on the yard. Not your thing? Well, maybe you should hire these guys. Plus, they have an announcement to make about their new garden center. I think it opens up tomorrow. We'll find out in just a few minutes here. And in our last segment today, we'll welcome Sandpoint High School head football coach Ryan Knowles. Coach Knowles will be filling us in on the new fundraiser for the football program and how you can have a chance to win a brand new truck. Park it in your driveway and help out the football team at the same time. So we'll learn all about that in just a little bit. What else is going on? Let me check my notes. Oh, I just got this today. For you Elks golf enthusiasts, or you're just Elks members, you want to meet the folks who'll be running the golf course and the restaurant this year. 7B Golf, John and Debbie Vickers, along with the Elks Board of Directors, will be on hand a week from Saturday, April the 3rd, at 2 o'clock at the Sandpoint Elks for a meet and greet. So you can come on out, whether you're an Elks member or just want to come out and meet them and start talking about golf and stuff like that. There'll be light hors d'oeuvres, and you can meet the new management team. And mark your calendar, say hello. That's 2 until about 4 on Saturday, April the 3rd at the Elks Golf Course, meet and greet for 7B Golf, John and Debbie Vickers, the new management team out there. So big changes there, and very interested in that. What else is going on? The Sandpoint Senior Center, about a week or two ago now, they reopened for in-person lunches and the Friday morning breakfast. I think lunch is at 11:30 every day, and then breakfast 8:30 on Fridays, or on Monday through Thursday is the lunch, and then breakfast on Friday. They still have the grab-and-go lunches for any seniors who may not or just don't want to be social yet, which is that's fine. But if they haven't been getting to the 40 mark, which is, you know, the cutoff, you can't have more than 40 people. So there is room still available for the in-person lunches, but you do need to register ahead of time. You can't just show up. So 263-6860, and they'll continue doing that. The Meals on Wheels also continues. Also, their program for helping seniors get a vaccination appointment, because I know it can be kind of confusing for some people. So just give them a call, 263-6860, and they'll get you set up there. Speaking of vaccines, you can get the Pfizer vaccine is now available in Bonner County for 16-year-olds up. So you can go to Kinixu Health or, there's all kinds of pharmacies doing it. And register if you're interested. So that's a major breakthrough. I think the Moderna one is for 18, and I don't know how they even figure these things out. But that's good news for if you have teenagers over 16 who are very interested in it, it is now available to them. If you are a skier, the 2,400 feet of Schweitzer is happening this weekend, benefiting Cystinosis Research Foundation. For more information on it, it is this Saturday. You can go to Schweitzer.com and learn all about that, or you can also go to 24HoursForHank.org, 24HoursForHank.org. And learn more about that great event every year. It is it's something else that they do there. This Saturday, there's a 10,000 Easter egg hunt. I'm assuming that means there's going to be 10,000 Easter eggs. It's happening at Christ Our Redeemer Church this Saturday. Let's see, what time is this thing? You can call 263-7516 and find out. Oh, here goes, 11 a.m., there's different categories for kids of different ages, up to about 12 years old. So it'll be immediately following a special Palm Sunday service at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. So for more information on that, go to CORS, which is easy to remember, Christ Our Redeemer, Sandpoint, that is, .org, CORSandpoint.org, and learn more about that. That number again is 1-800 My Pocket Catheter. I don't remember that number after all this time. Anyway, I do remember that we need to take a break. I think I need a break really bad. We're going to do that right now. When we come back, we have our BGH moment for this week, so stick around.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons attempts to offer our customers tremendous value in our sales and service departments. One of our best examples is Taylor & Sons' selection of new and pre-owned Chevrolet Equinoxes. The Equinox's all-wheel drive system is one of the best in class, offering four-season handling equivalent to traditional four-wheel drive models. The Equinox comes with tons of standard and available safety features, such as side blind zone alerts, rear park assist, and slow-speed pedestrian braking. Finally, the Equinox is affordable for a lot of budgets, with pre-owned models starting at $299 per month with $2,000 due at signing, plus taxes and fees on approved credit. All of Taylor & Sons' late model and new Chevrolet Equinoxes come with the security of the Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage, offering a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. You can view our entire selection of new and pre-owned Equinox models online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
When life throws you a curveball, your P1FCU debit account can help keep you moving. P1FCU Perks, powered by Bizing, offers great features like money-saving discounts, cell phone protection, roadside assistance, and cash back. This card saves you money. Does your debit card do that? P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1FCU Preferred debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we have Dr. Algo with us on the telephone. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, but, you know, I'm a little surprised. I mean, you kind of made a little deal the last week about coming in live, and here we are on the phone. What happened?
I know. What happened was I was seeing one of my post-op surgical patients. It's actually kind of funny because that's what we're talking about. And she came in for a little follow-up today, and things got a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to make it. I'm sorry.
Well, as we all know, I mean, every one of us has been to a doctor's appointment. You show up on time, and you don't get in for 20 minutes. And they always like, well, the last guy kept asking me questions.
So exactly.
It just happened. You graduated from the State University of New York at Buffalo, so winter weather's nothing new to you.
Exactly.
The School of Medicine, and completed your residency at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. With all of that East Coast training, how did you end up in Sandpoint, Idaho?
Yeah, so we were kind of looking around for small towns to work in. I like the small town mm-hmm. OBGYN model, and just kind of found Sandpoint and knew the area somewhat. My husband had lived out in Montana, so we kind of made our way out for a visit and thought this will be a great, great place to relocate. And that was almost 12 years ago now. So obviously we love living here, love working in the community.
Yeah, I would think just about anybody when they visit, say, here or almost anywhere except maybe the far eastern Montana, anywhere else in the state. And once you go there, it's like, I got to live here.
Yeah,
I'm not
totally.
Going back wherever I'm from. So
yeah,
it's just
here. You remember driving over the Long Bridge the first time?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Saying like, "Whoa, I could live and work here. That's incredible."
Yeah, you know, I've been hosting the show for 30 years, and that's a question I always ask people who are new to the area or have a new business. So, how did you find Sandpoint? Well, 99% of the time, the answer is, "Well, I was driving across the Long Bridge,
right,
and just fell in love."
Yeah.
So. Well, it's great having you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what you do. What kind of surgeries do you perform there at BGH?
Yeah, so we are a group of four OBGYNs, obstetricians and gynecologists, and a lot of patients are surprised, I think, at the scope of gynecologic surgery
mm-hmm.
that we actually offer here and all four of us perform. So for those surgeries, we are talking a lot about surgeries for either contraception, like tubal surgeries, or heavy bleeding, heavy menstrual bleeding, and we have multiple options for surgical treatment for that. And another category is urogynecologic surgeries, which includes surgery for urinary incontinence or a condition called pelvic organ prolapse, where the vaginal support can lose some of its integrity. So
mm-hmm.
we have lots of options to help women with benign gynecologic conditions that can be very bothersome.
Wow. So what type of conditions would require surgery? Like, how do you know when, if you're a woman out there thinking, man, I should go see my OBGYN?
Yeah. A lot of women especially are dealing with heavy menstrual bleeding, painful periods, things like that. And some of them think, oh, I just have to live with this until I go through menopause. And some are just dealing with just crazy amounts of bleeding that can really disrupt your life and just make everything more difficult. So when you come in and talk about that, it's nice to offer all this array of treatments, including medical treatments and some implants like the intrauterine devices that can be done in the office. But then there's also surgical treatments for that. One is called an endometrial ablation, which can actually thermally treat the lining of the uterus and help prevent heavy bleeding. And another is hysterectomy, which is removing the uterus, and that will stop the menstrual bleeding.
Gotcha. So your typical, well, probably a bad question, I probably aren't typical surgeries, but the surgeries you perform there, are they like outpatient things, or do they require hospitalization, or how do you decide that?
Yeah, most are outpatient these days, which is really kind of a cool innovation. We're doing a lot of our bigger surgeries laparoscopically, so most hysterectomies can be done either totally vaginally or laparoscopically, which means no big incisions, no extended hospital stay, less pain, better healing, easier time back to work and back to life. And we used to traditionally keep people one night, really, for a lot of those surgeries. But now, especially with COVID times, we're looking at ways to get patients out of the hospital quicker just so they can decrease their stay and decrease
sure.
their risks. Yeah. And then there's been a lot of research out there about different ways that you can treat the patient so that they have a better chance of leaving the same day of surgery and doing fine, going home that same night. And we've started doing that quite a bit at Bonner General, which has been wonderful.
So we've had several specialists, doctors, nurses, and so on from BGH in the last year on the show. Primarily just been a BGH show here on Thursdays for the last year.
Excellent.
How did that affect your department? Were you guys kind of closed down for a while, or could you still see patients during the worst of it around here, or how did you adapt?
Yeah, so with OBGYN, we had to keep some presence in the office and at the hospital, mostly for the obstetric side of things, because babies keep coming and we need to be able to take care of moms and babies, you know, full scope of practice. So that kind of kept our doors open. And then we were allowed to adapt and do a lot of telehealth appointments for some of the low-risk obstetrics mm-hmm. things, but also for a lot of the benign gynecology things. So in that way, we could do some telehealth appointments and kind of get the signs and symptoms of what's going on, talk about the treatments, and then maybe bring the patients in just for one appointment to secure a pre-op visit and then get in and out of the hospital quickly, too.
Very good. So yeah. Well, let's talk about wellness exams. Do you feel that there's women who have put off what they would normally would have a wellness exam in this last year or several months because of afraid of going into the hospital? And are we past that at BGH?
Sure. I think everybody this past year has put off some regular health maintenance, going to the dentist, the eye doctor,
sure.
the gynecologist sometimes can fall into that. And I think if you are healthy and nothing's going on besides just kind of your annual check-ins, then you can do that again when you're ready. We've been very safe in our offices with masking
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think everyone's been doing a great job. All of our providers are fully vaccinated. So I think it can put patients at ease a little bit. And then just for the wellness, like we talked about, with all these surgical options and things that we can offer, and we've kept that going. Our hospital has been wonderful at keeping elective surgeries going as long as we can. And so there's still time to get into the operating room and get procedures done. And then at wellness visits, that's often a time when you can say, hey, by the way, I've had this heavy bleeding or this leaking urine or this kind of prolapse situation, and I was wondering if something can be done about it, and it can spark that conversation.
Gotcha. So then for women, maybe a wellness visit to your office is something new. How often should they plan on that? Is there a certain age you suggest that they just start making it a annual thing or whatever?
Yeah, we kind of have that annual exam was always historically what you do. And it's really not a bad idea to visit yearly, even if you don't necessarily need a pap test anymore or you're going to decide on your schedule for mammogram screening or anything like that. Just that yearly check-in to talk about everything that's going on gynecologically or with women's health in your life is always a good idea. And it can really start at any age. I have a lot of moms ask me, when should I bring my daughter in?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say as soon as they start menstruating and, you know, they want to meet with a female doctor that can talk to them about some of these personal issues and they can figure out what's normal, what's not normal, what do I need to speak with my doctor about? Maybe not the pediatrician anymore. I can talk to a gynecologist once I've, you know, hit puberty in this age range. So it's really any time you're comfortable to start, and then we can decide on a frequency of how often be recommended to come in again.
And then how do people get in touch with your office and make an appointment?
Yes, so Sandpoint Women's Health, we are part of Bonner General Hospital, so we can be accessed on the webpage there. You can also call our office for appointments at any time, and it's 208-263-2173.
208-263-2173 for women's health. And also you just go to bonnergeneral.org anytime, and it's a wealth of information on there, and you'll be able to find that link. as well. Dr. Algo, thanks for joining us again today. I really appreciate that. I know you're super busy. We'll let you get back to it.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we are scheduled to be talking to Jason from On Track Lawn Care, and they do landscaping, and they are opening their own business as far as on the retail side of things. So we'll learn all about that right after this.
At the co-op, we field all sorts of questions, especially from newcomers, like, do bears eat tulips? Do I need to clean up after the deer? Or, I just bought 50 chickens. What do I feed them? We love questions, and we just about always know the answers. But sometimes a customer will stump us all, like, how many stomachs does an alpaca have? It turns out, they only have 3 compartments, which makes them a pseudo-ruminant. Now we know. So if you're new to this rural life, and you need help with farm animals, beekeeping, predator control, flock protection, gardening, hardware, fasteners, setting up a propane tank, or dozens of other things, we should be on your speed dial. Because you just never know what you're going to need to know about living this rural life. We can help. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, your propane, farm, home, and hardware store. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Happy 26th anniversary to you, because Kootenai Casino is going to give one lucky person a winning spin at $26,000 on our 26th anniversary. Qualify all March long at Kootenai Casino for a shot at the grand prize jackpot of $26,000. We'll also have midweek hot spins, weekend plinko, and free giveaways. But if you come for the winning, you might as well stay for the food and relaxation. Springs Restaurant will offer 4 special lunch or dinner specials for just $11 each. Or get 30% off our March spa special, a deep cleanse facial, and a 50-minute custom massage for just $109. And don't forget, Kootenai Falls Lodge weekday room rates are just $59, and weekends are just $99. Celebrate our 26th anniversary and get your shot at the $26,000 grand prize spin. To book a Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Hey people, those warmer summer months are coming up soon. Is it too early to start cracking those windows open for a little fresh air? Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we don't think so. But before we jump the gun too much, we need to remember that those open windows are also an open invitation to all those flying pests. Ah yes, that little buzzing, whining ear, the unwanted guests of our warmer months. So it may serve you well to make a tour around your house to check on the conditions of your window screens. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring in your damaged screens for repair or to build your new ones. We can also install a retractable screen door for your home, there when you need them, out of sight when you don't. Or perhaps a combination storm door screen door, lockable for security with self-storing glass panels when it gets cold again. At Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we can also replace your fogged or hazy window glass with new crystal clear insulated glass units without disturbing the frame itself. If I may offer a word to the wise, these are very popular services, so the sooner you let us know what you need, the better. Come see us at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, here on this beautiful day in North Idaho. We're springtime officially. We've had spring weather here in March, that's for sure. A little rain, a little snow, a little sun. I know people are just chomping at the bit, especially after the year we've all had, to get back outside and, you know, do some landscaping, get planting in their garden and stuff like that. So we have Jason and Isaac with us here from On Track Lawn Care.
Yes, Bob. So On Track Lawn and Landscape.
Lawn and Landscape.
Yes, sir.
And to tell us, Jason, you're the owner, CEO of the business, you and your wife, Camille. What, in an overview, do you guys do?
So we primarily focus on landscape construction, meaning a lot of excavation type work, building boulder walls, paver patios, a lot of plants, trees, a lot of trees that are large enough to the point where we're using some of our big equipment to do that. Mm-hmm. A lot of things outside the normal realm of maintenance. We do a little bit of lawn care, but we really focus on that heavy equipment.
You're
type
more
work.
On the new landscape type of things,
right?
And then you maintain it for people after that,
exactly.
And Isaac, you're the project manager. What does that entail?
Yeah, so when I came on with Jason, I started as a crew leader, and then I ended up being a foreman. And so now as a project manager, I do a lot more of the supervisory part of landscaping. So one of the things that I do the most of is kind of just outlining the jobs that we go on to, making sure that we're keeping track of all our materials and just the tasks that need done, and keeping everybody on tasks so that we can meet our goals.
So Isaac is one of seven project managers.
Here. Wow, this is a big deal.
Yes, sir, it is. And we also, all of our managers have their own kind of specialty, and Isaac's hands down is hardscape work. He can take on any handscape or any hardscape project that I put in front of him, and him and his crews can just do an absolutely amazing, beautiful job. He has the ability to run 2 to 3 projects at a time and go in between the projects and supervising all of his crews. He's been doing this for
about 8 years total.
Wow. So 7 project managers, that must be a lot of employees.
It really depends on the year.
Yeah.
We try to have anywhere from 20 to 30 employees, right, not including the project managers.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're a little light. We are in the process of bringing on a lot of our spring help.
Mm-hmm. When is the best time to get a new landscape project done?
You know, really, anytime you can get somebody there.
yeah.
Everyone is real excited this time of year.
Sure.
And then, you know, typically July, August, that excitement kind of wanes a little bit, and then that's when we start to slow down.
Yeah.
So that's a great time to get some of those bigger projects done.
That makes sense. And I would imagine, you know, we've all witnessed in the last year or so many people moving here from other places, you know, Texas, Arizona, California, of course, a lot of them back east, who may not be familiar with what does well here and what doesn't, because back home they had certain trees and shrubs and bushes that did well that aren't going to work here. So hiring somebody like you, I would imagine, is vitally important.
So that's kind of what led us to opening this garden center.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, so we had a hard time getting the products that we needed to create successful landscapes here. So we were constantly sending trucks and trailers all across the Pacific Northwest to find the products.
Hmm.
So we decided to kind of take it into our own hands. And absolutely awesome lady that we hired. She's been running garden centers for over 30 years. She's been part of our family for several years and just moved here from Alaska. So she's real versed in those cold weather plants and trees.
Well, that's good. It's great to know. So, first of all, before we get to the garden center, how long have you guys, are you from here, and how long have you guys been in business around here?
So I myself have been in North Idaho since 2004.
Okay.
I started landscaping in 2006 in the Coeur d'Alene area. I had some medical issues that were linked back to service in the military. I was over in Iraq and kind of got a little banged up over there. So I took just a couple years off, tried to reformat the business to make it to where it was a little bit more, a little less labor involved.
Gotcha.
Little bit more heavy equipment.
You got guys like Isaac to do that part.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly how this all developed was I had to take a step back from running the day-to-day operations and let Isaac and Tanner and some of the other project managers really take over.
Gotcha. Isaac, how about you? Are you local?
I'm actually not originally from Idaho. I've been here now for about 7 years, and I've been working for Jason for a better part of that. So I'm originally from the East Coast. So out here, everything's a little bit different, but landscaping's a little bit different.
Did you do landscaping back?
I did. Yeah, I did landscaping, lawn maintenance, all the same things I do now.
But it's pretty much different bushes and trees and things, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's really all it is. Flora and fauna changes where you go in the country, but the basic concepts pretty much stay the same.
Okay, so Jason, you let out the surprise. You're opening a garden center. When does it open?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's soon.
It is, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm not sure that that's a thing. So we're going to essentially just have a soft opening starting tomorrow. You know, public's welcome. Anyone's welcome. Mother's Day weekend, we're going to have a huge grand opening event.
That is always a huge weekend for gardening centers everywhere.
Right. And that's going to kind of be our focus, as we've got a lot of product coming in, hardscape products, pavers, retaining wall block, a lot of plants and trees that'll be coming in over the next few weeks. We do have some inventory already.
Mm-hmm. So, but you can stop by tomorrow and just check it out. But Mother's Day weekend is the grand opening weekend. That's not too far away. And what all will you be carrying? What can people expect besides what you just mentioned?
Right. So from now until the end of April, they're going to be open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Okay. Towards the end of April, they're going to go to 7 days a week. You know, we're going to have a lot of the normal garden center products, meaning the plants and trees. But we're also going to be focusing on a lot of the fruits and vegetables and seeds and the things that you typically run out of at a garden center early in the year.
Oh.
We're going to focus on trying to stock that those products for folks a little bit longer into the season.
Good idea.
You know, we're also going to put a big emphasis on the deer-resistant products, the products that we know have been successful here over the years. And we're going to try to have a large variety. So you're not stuck with just the barberries and the spirea and just the real basic stuff. We want to have a huge selection for folks.
Is there such a thing as a moose-resistant product? Because, you know, it's been – I mean, we never used to have moose in town. 20 years ago, it was kind of a fluke thing. Now it's an everyday occurrence. It's like people post pictures on Facebook. Look, there's a moose in my front yard. I know. It was in Derek's front yard yesterday. I mean, it's just become so common. They seem to eat just about anything.
I don't know if I can say we created this, but we took some automatic watering sprinklers and we figured out a way to tie them into our irrigation systems where the water is on from spring to fall. And anytime any animals get near it, it activates and scares them away. I've been told that it does work for moose. I haven't seen it in person.
I don't know. I've seen some videos of moose, especially in July and August, just standing in people's sprinklers going, this is so great.
Yep.
It's a moose wash.
Yep.
Well, good. Maybe that does work. We'll just have to wait and see. Isaac, what's your favorite part about doing this? Is it just being outside or working with nature or a little bit of both?
I think the biggest thing for me with landscaping, like Jason said, the biggest thing that I do well is hardscape.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because I really like the finished product that comes out. So everything that goes into it, every detail, it gets really, really frustrating sometimes to work with some of the materials and try to add in things. But when we're getting to the end result and the customers are happy with it, that's what I really like doing.
That's great. You know, Jason, one thing we didn't mention is where are you guys located with your new garden center?
So the garden center is right in front of the old Laughing Dog Brewery. And right next to Papa Murphy's on Highway 95.
Yeah.
So just north of Co-op.
Great location. Yeah, a lot going on there. And again, you open up tomorrow and you're be Tuesday through Saturday through April. What hours?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. And I guess, you have a website that you can go to and find out more about this and how to make an appointment to have somebody come out and consult?
So our website is landscapingsandpoint.com. It's very easy to remember. Within there, you'll have several pages. You can go to the garden center page. You can go to, you know, several places to look at past projects we've done, pictures, things like that. The phone number that's listed there, when you call it, it's an automated number, and you can choose what department you want to talk to. So if you want the garden center, you press option one, you'll get them. You want landscaping, excavation, so on and so forth. It'll connect you to the project manager responsible for that.
Very good. And you guys got it together. And that number, just for those of you too lazy to go get it, it is 208-597-3377, 597-3377. LandscapingSandpoint.com is the website. And do you guys design full-on landscapes for people too? Like if they're a new homeowner and they just built a new house and they just have dirt, they go, I don't know what to do. Are you the guys to call?
So we do have the ability to do landscape design work.
Okay.
A lot of projects that rise to the level of needing design work really need to go to a landscape architect.
Gotcha.
And we've got some contacts if you need that.
Very good. So there are people that you work with, and then you guys, and especially Isaac and his crew, are the people that come out and actually do the work. Very good. That's a great idea to do the garden center, a great location there on Highway 95 and by Papa Murphy's in front of where Laughing Dog used to be. And Tuesday through Saturday through April and May, they go to 7 days a week, and you can go to landscapingsandpoint.com. for more information. Great to meet you guys. Great to have you on the show. We'll do it again sometime.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, I can see him. He's in the waiting room. We have Ryan Knowles, head football coach at Sandpoint High School, with us. Talk about where he's at with his program as we're now into spring and what they have planned for the summer. and also about a brand new fundraiser that you're going to be very interested in. So stick around.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Hey, bud, you got any change?
What for?
Playing Frogger.
Oh, man, I loved Frogger.
Yeah.
So where's the big retro arcade game?
Oh, I just need some coinage to scratch this.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Oh, you completely lost it.
Actually, I just won.
Really?
Yep.
Play Idaho Lottery's Frogger scratch game and win up to 50 grand. Game on.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
What better way to embrace the spring season than to catch a beautiful sunset over Lake Ponderay at 41 South? Whether you're looking to relax with friends and cocktails in the lounge or enjoy a decadent dinner for two overlooking the lake in the main dining room, feast on delicious rack of ribs or their famous crab bisque. Don't miss out on homemade desserts or tasty martinis either. Just a short drive across the long bridge to 41 South. That's 41 South, the icing on the lake.
Jim and Sonny from Parker Subaru, cruising North Idaho in a new Subaru Crosstrek. There's an excursion up a dirt trail for some weekend camping sound appealing? The off-road ready Subaru Crosstrek could be for you. It's the compact crossover with the sweet budget price. You'll find control, handling, and confidence when off-road, back trail, or in winter storms because the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system delivers. In the Northwest, that's important.
With a Subaru Crosstrek from Parker Subaru, the story just gets better. For fuel economy, it's a champ at 34 miles per gallon. For safety, it has anti-locking brakes, blind spot detection, and even eyesight. So come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now, for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love.
Cruise in and finish your research with a hands-on test drive. Get all the answers at your no-problem Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
All right, we are back. Our last segment here in North Idaho Thursday. We are joined right now by head football coach at Sandpoint High School, Ryan Knowles. Ryan, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Paul.
It's great to have you here. And I know I've said this 100 times on this show, but we're so lucky to have gotten in our fall sports season last fall. Last August even, it looked so like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then you had to have in the back of your mind that once the season started, well, let's get in 3 weeks. That would be great.
Yep.
Then got in the whole season and the playoffs and everything. So it's got to be a great relief for you to finally do that. And, the Washington Spokane schools are just now having their football season, which has got to feel weird. So where are you guys at with the football program? And as now we head into spring, are you hitting the weight room or what happens?
The weight room never stops. Yeah, it really doesn't. And that's what we've been talking about is a program is 365 days a year. And,
gotcha.
It doesn't mean we're playing football 365 days, but, you know, there is stuff going on every phase of the season, you know. So in winter, you know, we get done with winter sports, fall sports, and a lot of our kids play winter sports, basketball and wrestling.
Which is a great thing.
Absolutely. And love it. And they go and those two sports are really, really taxing sports, you know. So the guys up in the mat room are sweating for 2 hours after school mm-hmm. every day. And the guys on the court are sweating for 2 hours after school every day. So we back off the weights with them. Absolutely. We have weight training class, but, you know, they're all maintenance lifts, just like like we do in our football season. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids that weren't in those two sports, we started a new program called the Bulldog Barbell Club, and had all the kids that weren't involved in things after school. They came in every day and lifted like a season, like a team. You know, it was an actual, we called it a club because it wasn't a team, but we kind of modeled it around a sport. And, you know, they'd come in 5 days a week and compete, and we kept score on everything and finished it off with a really cool showcase and brought the parents in, and they all lifted and did their maxes, their final maxes for the Winter Barbell Club. And as one of the parents said, you could chew on the testosterone in that room that night. I mean, it was fun. It was what a weight room was supposed to look like. And, you know, we emphasized the things that were important. So the weight room has absolutely been rocking. We moved from winter sports into spring sports, mm-hmm. and a whole new group of guys do different sports. You know, we got track and baseball going on, so a lot of those guys are leaving after school to go do that. But the ones that aren't are still there lifting every day. So,
yeah. Speaking of baseball, have you been out to watch a practice or a game yet?
I saw their first game. Caught the back end of it because I was out of town for a youth wrestling tournament, but caught the last two innings of the Lake City win. Wow.
So yeah. Wow. Yeah, a great way to kick off a season, to kick off the new turf. And, you know, we would know what it means to lacrosse and soccer and football to play on the turf. Oh. But baseball is kind of a different animal. I mean, I grew up as a baseball player, and it was just – it's dirt and grass stains.
Right.
Have you talked to the coaches and the kids? Are they loving it or –
You know, I've talked to them a little bit, not much about the facility, just more about the, you know, their early season success. You know, mm-hmm. they're having a really good season.
Yeah.
A lot of them are football players, but you know, I haven't really heard much. I heard it's a little hard to slide on the turf.
Good point.
Versus the dirt, and I hear the back of the mound gets kind of slick for the coaches when they're trying to walk on it.
Yeah, just the whole adjusting to the batter's box, that for me would be just right. A different thing. But, I mean, I was out there a couple of weeks ago on a day, it had rained all night, and the next day they're out there practicing. Oh. That's an unbelievable change for the spring sports.
Well, Bob, I don't know if you know, but I was a baseball player
through
my junior year, and you know, I am used to the chalk and the dirt and everything, and I just look at the consistency of it. You know, we canceled so many games.
Oh, there were years where
going
to
Lewiston every week,
we didn't have a home game.
Right.
Just didn't have one.
So I'm so happy for them that they can have some consistency, because that's what really, from the, there's the coach and me talking for Chase, mm-hmm. Coach Tigard, is, you know, the consistency of just being able to know what your footing's going to be and be out there every day has to be nice. Now, I'm sure they have their issues too, just like we did with little things. But yeah, we're also, you know, we're spoiled, so we're pretty lucky.
I have talked to some opposing baseball coaches who have us on their schedule at their home, and they're like, we would rather play in Sandpoint. Yeah. We want our kids to go down there and give that field a shot, just for the experience. So,
well, and that's the same thing with football. We're talking about summer camps, which we'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, our border league and our 7-on-7s, is everyone's, hey, can you host? Can you host? It's like, well, we'll absolutely. We'd love to have people up because, you know, you come up here and do a 7-on-7 and go jump in the lake. And, I mean, gosh, what a great environment.
Absolutely. Before we get to the summer and what's going to happen with the football program, tell us about this new fundraiser for you guys.
Well, we've transitioned through Lost in the 50s. I don't know if it's my place to say this, but the Lost in the 50s and the future of that is certainly up in the air. I've spoken with Carol.
Well, it's been canceled for this year.
Correct.
I think the intent is, is to come back next year. But you guys have always, or most years, had... It started with somebody donated a truck back in the 90s, and you sold raffle tickets and sort of morphed into what is brand new this year.
Right. So right at, I mean, it never happened when I played. I graduated in 97. Right shortly after that, yes, a truck was donated, and it timed up perfectly with Lost in the 50s. And when a football program needs to raise money, because you got to spend it long before the season to be ready for a season. So, you know, Coach Paloa's model of the Lost in the 50s truck or car, we used the first 2 years I was here. The first year was happening while I was moving here from New York, and Chad Lautzenheiser did a great job with it. The second year we got a Corvette, and did extremely well with selling tickets and getting out, and great. It was awesome to be able to shake hands with everyone down at Lost in the 50s.
Yeah, absolutely.
On First and Cedar. Last year, speaking with Brett Taylor and Greg and Laurel out at Taylor and Sons. Mm-hmm. Graduated with Brett and, you know Greg and Laurel very well, and talked with them about the opportunity of doing some form of cooperation with them on getting a new car. And it worked out, and we had a Chevy Colorado donated last year through them, and got the truck, got the stickers on it, got the tickets printed by Selkirk out there. On a Monday, I get the tickets. On a Tuesday, school is canceled.
Yeah.
COVID-19 hits, and, you know, we just said, this, we can't do it, you know. So you know, Brett took the truck back, and he took the stickers off it, and those tickets are still sitting in my in my office from last year.
That was a bad week for everybody.
It was, and it was hard, but we adjusted with that. We took our lumps, you know, with our fundraising, but we changed our tune a little bit. Got the chance to hit this year full stride, and Taylor and Son stepped up again, got us a brand new 2021 Chevy Colorado. It's going to be a darker red, and it should be here in about 3 weeks. It's on its way. Can't wait for it to get here and show it off, because it's going to be fun. It'll be out on the lot at Taylor and Sons, where you can actually buy tickets out there. As well as at Dairy Depot, and you know that those are places where you can get physical tickets. You can also buy tickets online.
Okay,
if you go to spbulldogs.com, you'll see our website, and there's a link to it. And any player on the team, if anybody knows of any players on this team, they're all selling them. And nice part about it is we have an online platform, so there, you won't actually get a physical ticket if you buy online. But every $5 donated is an e-ticket, which they'll get a number that'll be drawn on October 1st for our Lake City homecoming game.
So you can sell tickets from now until, I mean, all summer and up until October the 1st.
It's open until October 1st. As we talk about phases, our big push is through May. Our big push is through May 1st. That's when we are going to collect all the kids' tickets and money and get the equipment ordered for the season, which, you know, people will ask, well, what are you raising money for? And, you know, football is an expensive sport to start with.
Absolutely.
But, we're going to equip our guys with the finest Riddell equipment. Speedflex helmets cost $400 each.
Safety. You
know, shoulder pads cost $250 each. But these two things.
And we're talking a program with 100 plus kids, right?
131 kids there signed you up go. Right now for next year. So when you start doing the math, the cost go up dramatically, and what I would want everyone to know is if you donate to a certain player, they get 50% of those for their personal expenses, cleats, compression gear, gloves.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
I allow
awesome.
Them to buy hoodies. You know, it's a team store, so they don't get to go and buy a CD from Walmart or anything. It's all football, so every penny goes towards football, but 50% of it goes towards the household individual costs and not the program costs.
And again, you can get tickets, and we're urging you to get them between now and May on the lot at Taylor and Son Chevrolet. And thank you so much to the Taylors for doing this for football. It's above and beyond. Of course, at the Dairy Depot, you can get physical tickets as well, or go to spbulldogs.com for more. And are tickets available after May?
After May, they will be available. We will still be selling up until September 1st, you know, so the boys will have the opportunity to go out and, you know, on the 4th of July and certain events and the first few home games that we have. So like you say, it'll be available, and, you know, at some point we'll back off and just worry about football, which is the whole goal here.
Absolutely. Coach Ryan Knowles, thanks for all you do. It's great to have you back in Sandpoint. Keep the family tradition going. Keep the Bulldog tradition going. We are out of time, so we will have you back between now and summer to talk about your summer plans and plug this some more.
Well, we have plenty of them, so I look forward to talking about it.
All right. That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. We're back in here next week with Ricky's Top 10 and more. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.